Hello, everybody. This is Skip Look War. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our new ritual, us meeting together for 5 minutes or so, for this morning podcast, our new ritual in the morning. Really loving these podcasts, connecting with you this way, getting a lot of great feedback. You guys are enjoying them too. I appreciate that feedback. Definitely challenging me every single morning to come up with something, number one, brilliant to talk about, and two, to keep it short, sweet, within 5 minutes or so. Not sure how brilliant I am every single day quite yet, but whether I'm brilliant or not, it doesn't seem to change the fact that I have way too much to talk about every single morning. Going to work on getting these short and sweet. So we're at the end of the week. The week has just flown by, at least for me. How was your week? Do you even, how do you look at your weeks and your weekends? I mean, I know that most of you have jobs, and so your days are kind of structured by, you know, your jobs and your weekends. That hasn't been the case for me for quite a while. So for me, whether it's good or bad, you know, my days all seem to blend together. I don't necessarily look at things necessarily on weekends. But how does that work for you? Do you have goals and things set out? I know that you have your job and your training and your eating. But do you look at the days totally differently, a weekend versus a weekday? Just interested. I'd love to hear your comments on that. How do you take yourself to the next level when you have the structure that is set for you from a job? How does that work for you? You know, I'm feeling really good this morning, and I've been working on this project. Basically, what it is I put together what I call Results University, and that's where, you know, I've been just pounding away for years, sharing the strategies for training, nutrition, motivation, and mental toughness. That's really where my true passion within my passion of bodybuilding and training is, motivation and mental toughness and lifestyle and becoming a bigger person out of all of this. So I created this Results University that I'm going to launch. You'll probably get an email or see it. And what I had to do was I had to go through years of my writing and videos and audio. And I'll tell you, you talk about how quickly did the week go by. When I look back on, you know, my bodybuilding and training career, all the competing, all the travel, boy, you know, I look back, wow, how quickly did that go by? It didn't seem like it was going by quickly as I look back. And I'm feeling great because what I had to do is I had to go through all of that video footage, all the audio footage. And I just went, wow, you know, I put a lot of passion and preparation and hard work into every minute of the videos I produced. You know, those things just weren't slapped together. Everything I did, and there's a lot more than training, as you may or may not know, seminar footage, all the preparation that went into every single video footage or minute of audio. And I saw footage that I haven't seen in quite a while of me all over the world. The Mecca in Los Angeles, doing appearances and seminars all over the country. Some of my appearances outside of the country, you know, standing up and delivering, and God, what a crazy, passionate guy sharing the message. And boy, all the work that went into all the videos and all the audio recordings and, like I said, you know, looking back, I'm looking back and about the amount of just sheer effort and passion and that sincere desire to help you that went into every single bit of it. And I kind of feel a little bit bad that I don't have this feeling all the time, that I don't appreciate everything that I've accomplished and how hard I've worked and, you know, how well I've executed and how much I've helped people all over the world. I'm always just looking forward sometimes to what's the next big thing. What's next? What's the newer and higher level? And I understand you can't just sit back and stop and smell the roses all the time. You got to keep on driving for a higher level. You can't be complacent. You have to grow. You have to become a bigger person who produces more things, accomplishes more things, expands everything that he does. I understand that. But sometimes, do we look back at everything that we have done and we have accomplished? You know, what if I could keep this feeling instead of focusing on the next thing and the next thing and the next thing on my gigantic list of all these projects that I'm going to do that are just going to change the world? And I've got this whole list of them. You know, what if I can move forward into the future and create and share and at the same time keep that appreciation and gratitude for everything that I've already accomplished in the past? And I guess that's the balance in life. And so my question for you in this podcast is, do you ever sit back and take inventory of all the great things that you've done? Many of us, we beat ourselves up for all the opportunities that we missed out on, or things that we should have done sooner. You may have heard me talk about that in one of these morning podcasts. Or that next level, or, you know, it's sometimes easy to look back where we fell short or we're not where we want to be. But do we sit back and do we take inventory of all our accomplishments, all those golden moments where we worked hard, we saw the results, and we felt unstoppable? Do you have a list of maybe all those things that you can refer to? You know, every single week, let's say, when you need a pump up, because you've already done it, you just need to take yourself back to those moments of pride and those moments of accomplishments. Do we take inventory? How powerful would that be? Instead of focusing on the negative things in the past or where we came up short. So I'm going to, you know, take this lesson. I think I'm going to jot some things down. And every time I feel like I'm in the grind, I'm going to just list all the accomplishments and close my eyes and put myself back to those places. Maybe I'll look at this Results University, some of these videos, or listen to the audios. I do that from time to time, and I think, wow, the amount of work that went in there. So what is it for you? If you came up with five things, how about this? On the message boards, on Facebook, in the comment section, all right, on Twitter, just rattle off five things, and they could just be keywords to you. You don't have to explain the whole story if you don't feel comfortable doing that. How about five things that when you look back on your life, they make you stand up straight, take a deep breath, hold your head up high, and feel proud? What are five things? Just jot them down, put them in the comments on skiplacour.com, put them on Facebook, wherever you're listening to this morning podcast. All right, tell me how great that makes you feel. All right, have a great day. Thank you for listening to this morning podcast, this morning connection, our new morning ritual. Thank you for supporting me and skiplacour.com, Mass Machine Nutrition. I really appreciate it. All right, so I'll see you on the message boards. Put your comments below. Share this message with people who you know can benefit from it. Like it, tweet it, retweet it, everything. All right, have a great day.